Greetings, everyone. The rate of President Trump's property, private property, in Florida, with the obvious attempt to prevent him from running again in 2024, is failing, has backfired. The Sun wrote on August 9. Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence ripped the FBI, saying the raid undermines public confidence in the country's justice system. No former president of the United States has ever been subject to a raid of their personal residence in American history. The appearance of continued partisanship by the Justice Department must be addressed. Attorney General Garland must give a full accounting to the American people as to why this action was taken, and he must do so immediately. Republicans and political conservative contenders for the White House, like Mike Pence, were quick to give their full support to Donald Trump. The political and presumably illegal action of the Justice Department and the FBI has backfired and might constitute the biggest debacle for the Biden administration, much bigger than the Afghanistan catastrophe. It doesn't appear that Biden and the Democrats will be able to recover from these devastating developments. Pence was not the only one, of course, repping the FBI and the heavily armed agents, and all those who were responsible for this raid, which was done under the pretext of discovering classified documents, but which in fact has been described as an unconstitutional fishing expedition. Those who voiced their concern and disgust were Marco Rubio, Ron DeSantis, Kevin McCarthy, Lindsey Graham, Glenn Beck, and many, many others, including Democrats, including independents, including many retired FBI agents who were highly critical and offended by this action. Trump responded, according to Newsmax, dated August 9, saying, President Joe Biden knew all about Monday's raid at Mar-a-Lago, just as he surely knew all about son Hunter Biden's business deals. As the article points out, Biden denied any prior knowledge of the raid. Continuing, Biden has also repeatedly denied any involvement in and knowledge of son Hunter's business dealings with foreign entities and individuals. The problem is, Biden has been lying on several occasions before. There is clearly an appearance of collusion between Biden, the White House, the FBI, the Justice Department. And many commentators feel that the FBI would have never conducted this highly sensitive raid without the green light from Biden and company. Further concerns were raised when it was revealed that, and I'm quoting from Fox News, dated August 9, the federal judge, the magistrate, who signed off on the raid, donated thousands of dollars to former President Barack Obama's presidential campaign and victory funds in 2008. And also, in addition, his own Facebook posts show a strong bias against Trump, to put it mildly. Newsmax wrote on August 10, the FBI raided former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence as opposed to issuing a subpoena because they wanted to circumvent Trump's Fifth Amendment rights and seize anything they wanted, according to legal expert Alan Dershowitz. Dershowitz added, a search warrant is easily obtained through a judge who signs off on them without much justification. Dershowitz's remarks appear to stamp out allegations from the likes of Nancy Pelosi, who suggested the FBI must have had justification to raid Trump's private residence. Dershowitz argued, if a judge turns down a search warrant, you just go to another judge, and another judge, and another judge, and you can get the eighth judge, who will then give it to you, even though seven might have refused to do so. Now, this is an absolute mockery of justice. I hear this all the time. Our system works, they say. Yes, it works, but how? How does it work? The New York Post published on August 10 a lengthy opinion piece by Miranda Devine. Now, I just want to give you a few excerpts. Half the country, polls show, believes the FBI has become the Democrats' personal Gestapo. And I have read articles comparing the FBI with the Nazi stormtroopers. For the feds to claim they suddenly care about classified documents is a joke anyhow. They would have to care about Adam Schiff constantly leaking classified information and lying that Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. They would have to care about Hillary Clinton's private server and missing emails. She destroyed thousands upon thousands of emails. Was there ever a raid on her personal property? Goes on to say, they would have to care that former FBI Director James Comey lied to officials and disclosed classified information. They would have to care about Hunter's laptop and the identity of the big guy. The big guy, of course, meaning Joe Biden. And he was the vice president at the time. There are many more allegations against the conduct of the FBI, including the concern that, and now I'm quoting from the New York Post, dated August 9, FBI agents and DOJ lawyers conducting the search could have planted stuff because they would not allow Trump's attorneys inside the building to observe the operation, which lasted more than 9 hours. So they had to stand outside in the heat, couldn't go in the house with air conditioning. And they actually broke into a safe of Donald Trump. The safe was empty. And then they went through the personal belongings of Melania, looking for documents there in her bedroom. But what did all of this do? Just the opposite from what those behind the raid apparently hoped to accomplish. The New York Post wrote on August 10, Trump told the Republican Study Committee he has made up his mind about his long-teased run and enjoyed encouragement from them to get the decision out sooner rather than later. The Republican Party is bigger and stronger than ever before because of Donald Trump's leadership, insisted the study committee chairman. Representative Jim Banks joined others in saying that what happened at Mar-a-Lago unifies Republicans in our outrage. If anything, what the left and the corrupt Biden administration has done will only backfire on them as they see that the American people stand with President Trump. The House GOP is fighting back. We stand united in outrage against the Biden White House and the Justice Department, and we stand with President Trump, he said. And it will backfire indeed, in a sense. Nothing better could have happened to Trump. Now, we don't want to say that the Democrats, those who are behind these terrible actions, will not try to do anything they can to knock Trump out of the race. And so we are, in fact, experiencing an incredible degree of lawlessness in this country. And I would like to recommend that you order and read our free booklet, And Lawlessness Will Abound, which does, in fact, describe our times and the country which we are living in. Thanks very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Bush Program.